I like to start out this video with a little quote. Learn a stupid skill, get stupid results. Because if you are building your entire day around a skill that is just solving this one little teeny problem that's gonna evaporate in 3 weeks, you are wasting your time. And that's seemingly all we see on the internet. All right, so what does this all mean? Would you rather learn a fundamental skill that will serve you for the rest of your life? Or would you rather learn a short-term parlor trick? Any side hustle you hear about online is just gonna be such low quality nonsense. I'm not saying this because I'm some kind of hater. I'm saying this because your side hustles have nothing to do with your true interests. And of course, if you want to make a lot of money and you want to be in it for the long run, you probably should like and care about the thing that you're doing. Otherwise, you're just going to get old and bitter. All right, so what should you do? Even the worst side hustles have a kernel of a good idea in them. So I'm going to show you the bad idea, and I'm going to show you a way to flip that bad idea on its head to get a lot of value out of it. In fact, you might even come up with a good idea for your business while you're watching this. So make sure to stick around to the end, and of course there's always a bonus round at the end. As usual, like, subscribe, all that good stuff if you find value here. Let's get into it. The number one worst side hustle is drop shipping and selling on Amazon. I'm gonna try to keep a straight face. We're gonna watch a quick video so I can show you all the stuff that's out there. This is arguably the worst thing that you can do.
Side hustle, I wish I knew sooner, part two, I think. But buckle up, this is gonna make you a lot of money. This is gonna be one of those things that you set and forget, so it's gonna be
not
all
true
passive income. So let's get into it.
Nothing about this
if
is passive income.
If we head over to Amazon.com, you can see this blank journal has been sold more than 5,000 times in the past month.
Great. That's the number one performing product on Amazon that you will never get anywhere close to.
$50,000 from selling a blank journal. Trust me, you don't want to miss out on this opportunity.
It's not
so
your
let
product.
Let me show you how to do it. You're going to head over to Canva.com and you're going to create a free account. Once you have your account, you're just going to look for journal templates and you can pick the one that you like.
Just by the sheer nature that this is free to get into, free to build your own stupid journal, it means that it is impossible to make any money. When there's zero barrier to entry, meaning there's no skill set entry, there's no money entry, there's no nothing entry. We've just watched the video. We know how to build our own journal. It means that there's infinite entrance into the marketplace. That means infinite competition. You're going to drive your price to zero. It's never going to happen. Anyone who's ranking number one on Amazon, well, they've been there for a long time and they're investing big, big bucks on a review flow. They're investing a ton of big bucks in SEO. It's not a joke. You're never going to compete with the incumbent products. Also, the other funny thing about Amazon is once you're a top product, it's really hard to defeat that top product. So at no point looking at the top product and saying, well, that's the opportunity. No. That opportunity has already been filled by the top product. Also, it's not that I hate on Amazon, it's just that you're building within someone else's business. They can turn you off at any time. They can make a journal to compete with yours at any time, which, you know, we've heard Amazon doing. Finally, you don't care about this product. You just watched a video about a random product that you're probably not interested in making or you already would have made it. And just by definition, you're gonna create a crappy product that nobody wants. Stay away from Amazon. Stay away from dropshipping. Save your time and money, but try this instead. Let's flip it. How about making a product that you actually care about and starting small? So that means building something that makes your life easier, building something that you're passionate about, care about, have a unique insight into, no matter what it is, and then starting to sell this thing one at a time the slow way. No, it doesn't go on to Amazon. No, it doesn't go on to a big marketplace. Go on to social media, start to talk and find your customers there, create content around it for free, and ship this thing out of your house. Zero cost, zero, very, very low risk. And you're going to find out what people want and if they really want it or not. Oh, and by the way, if this works out, you own the entire business. You're going to make so much more than if you were using Amazon FBA or whatever. Also, what about offering unique service that you can deliver from your experience? Now you might say, well, Nick, I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a doctor. I'm not in finance. It doesn't matter, because even if you have a lower paying job right now, you still have a valuable insight to provide. I mean, this is an example I love to share, but even working at a fast food restaurant, you have a ton of insight around the processes, the SOPs, how to systematize a really complex business. You have firsthand insight into this. And in fact, working in a fast food restaurant is an incredible amount of experience around how to build really, really strong systems around, you know, a complex process like making burgers and fries. Not easy. So don't think just because you don't have a PhD, you don't have skills to offer. Where do you offer them? Take them to one of these talent marketplaces like Upwork and Fiverr. Start there, build your client base, and then slowly but surely you can start to offer this on your own off one of these talent marketplaces. A quick moment from our sponsor, The Entrepreneur's Field Guide. Guided course, 3 months of blood, sweat, and tears pouring my brain into this product, and years plus of experience on Wall Street, entrepreneurship. It's all in this course. 1 hour a day for 5 days. Guys, you could do it. Get it at nicholascrown.com. Check it out, especially if you're trying to get that big idea off the ground. Section number two, this one's near and dear to my heart, day trading. This is such a bad idea. I know where to start. We'll start with a video.
Reality of day trading.
Pretty exciting stuff, huh, guys? Okay, well, here's the thing, right? They make it look like a video game. They make it look so fun. You're there. You've got your little glowing purple computer and five screens, and it seems as though your decision-making process is guiding your profit and loss. The thing is you're just a monkey tapping away at a keyboard. You're responding to short-term market noise. This isn't a job for a human. This is a job for a robot. In fact, it already is a job for a robot. Most of the intraday volume, whatever you're trading, is a robot, and that robot is faster, smarter than you, and it doesn't need a coffee break. If you look at the biggest traders, not TikTok traders, like the biggest traders to ever live, like Paul Tudor Jones, you don't hear him talking about making money. You hear him talking about managing risk, meaning trying not to lose money. If you want to go and dig into the world of the beautiful world of trading and learn the actual methodology, it's about not losing money as opposed to making money, which of course is all the stuff you'll see on social media. Just to look at this a different way, any kind of short-term trading is subject to noise. It requires some kind of systematic thinking. You know, in that video, you saw the guy kind of playing around with his charts and drawing random, you know, lines and support and resistance levels. The truth is, if there's a system, a robot is better at following a system than you ever will be. So please, you're only going to lose money, and you're only going to sit in a chair and waste money on screens and software, and you're not going to make any progress, and you're going to wonder where 3 months of your life went. Trust me, there's nothing freeing about sitting in a chair staring at a screen. I did it for 7 years. Section three, real estate. Wow. Someone tell me why real estate has become the darling of internet investing schemes. It's like my whole life I didn't hear about real estate until I got on the internet. Now it's just real estate, real estate, real estate. Oh, Dave Ramsey, here we go.
I've owned over 2,000 pieces of real estate in my life. I've got several $100 million worth of real estate today.
Questionable.
One thing I know for sure is if you tell me the renters are going to pay the payments for you, that tells me you've never managed rental property.
Finally, Dave Ramsey says something I kind of like. He's saying, oh, you think you're going to buy all these buildings and then people that are renting it from you are going to pay on time? Think again. There is manual headaches to managing a rental property. And, you know, Bobby had a tough time at work and got laid off. Well, guess what? He's not paying the rent this month. And guess what that rent is? Well, that covers a chunk of your mortgage. And that's your return. By the way, he misses one payment. There goes your return for the entire year because your return is only $2,000 or $3,000. You have such slim margins. Also, by the sheer nature that you're looking to make money, you shouldn't be looking at real estate. When you're looking for money, it means that you're looking for liquidity, not just a gigantic illiquid asset like a triplex or a quadplex. But by all means, if you have a ton of money and a long time to wait, then real estate is a great long-term investment because over time, you're going to benefit from urban renewal and inflation. Doesn't take a genius to see how that works. Also, real estate isn't something you could do on the side. It's not passive income. The air conditioner breaks. The refrigerator breaks. Someone throws a baseball through your window. This is the nightmare of managing a rental property. Have you guys ever had to paint a wall? Let me tell you that that's not passive income. All right, let's flip it. What to do instead if you are just obsessed with real estate? How about a REIT? That's a real estate investment trust. These things are funds that float and you can buy them and sell them. They're a lot more liquid than actually going and owning the underlying assets. Sure, they charge management fees, but that's the cost of convenience. That's the cost of getting your money back when you need it. So if you got to do real estate, just buy a REIT and move on. Also, all this money you have for the down payment of your triplex or your quadplex, why don't you save it for an actual opportunity that's unique to you? So when a real opportunity comes along, you say, oh, well, I've got the 20 grand right here in my back pocket. Let's do it. And finally, invest in something you already understand. If you're a skateboarder and you know everything about skateboarding and trucks and wheels and ball bearings and all this good stuff, maybe you should consider investing in a skateboard company or a product that you understand, like a skate shoe. Why is everyone trying to invest in real estate when nobody cares and nobody understands real estate. I'm not going to get into this, but there's a lot more math that goes into real estate than you think. It's not all fun painting walls and putting tile on bathrooms and tripling the price of the rent. Bonus round, what about AI? Okay, I see a lot of, viral videos and little hacky little videos online that say how to get rich with AI. Well, kind of right, because AI is a new language for the way that the world is going to continue to work. So it's not a short-term parlor trick like drop shipping or Amazon. This is the way that we're moving. So understanding how to use AI is actually a really great long-term skill to put in your toolkit. The cool thing about AI is it's still so new that you can supply services to businesses, you can supply support to other people by using AI really fast and effectively. So there's this moment where not everyone is using it. There's a lot of money to shake out of this. Copywriting specifically, writing great scripts for podcasters and YouTubers. Well, you can do this with AI, and I'm sure someone would be happy to buy it from you. So learning how to leverage AI is just not some one-off cheap trick. It's something that's going to continue to benefit you over time. Also, as it continues to get more mainstream and everyone's using AI to do everything and mom and dad are sending their emails with fastoutreach.ai and all this great stuff is happening, well, you will be so much further down the learning curve. You'll be building advanced software on top of this. You'll be delivering even more exciting solutions. Get ahead of this game. Who cares about dropshipping? As usual, always more to learn at nicholascrown.com. It's been a pleasure. Now get out there and hustle wisely.